Was it time to open up a new phase in his own scheme? The animal was actually doing pretty well. It probably could be trained for the elementary digging venture. It could be used to recruit other animals. He was pretty well convinced it could do the necessary mining, dangerous though it was. Stripping that vein out of the blizzard-torn, sheer cliff would be quite a trick, and might be fatal to some of the animals involved. But who cared about that? Besides, the moment the stuff was gotten out, the animals would have to be vaporized so the secret could never leak.
We could increase our output,
said Turl, fencing in toward his target.
No, no, no,
said Numph.
That's pretty impossible,
he sighed.
We're limited on personnel.
That was cream to Turl's earbones.
You're right,
said Turl, heading Numph further into the trap.
Unless we solve it, it will lead straight into mutiny.
Numph nodded glumly.
In a mutiny, the first ones the workers vaporize are the executives.
Again, Numph nodded, but this time there was a flicker of fear in the depths of his amber eyes.
I'm working on it,
said Turl. It was premature, and he hadn't intended to spring it, but the time was now.
If we could give them hope that the cuts weren't permanent, and if we imported no new personnel, the threat of mutiny would be reduced.
True. We're already not bringing in any additional or new personnel. But at the same time, our installations are working very hard, and there's already some grumbling.
Agreed,
said Turl. He plunged.
But what would you say if I told you that right this minute, I was working on a project to halve our workforce within 2 years?
I'd say it would be a miracle.
That was what Turl liked to hear. Plaudits from one and all in the home office would be his yet. Numph was looking almost eager.
No cyclo likes this planet. They can't go outside without wearing masks.
Which increases costs and breathe gas.
And what we need is a workforce of air breathers that can do elementary machine operation.
Numph sank back, doubt hitting him.
If you're thinking of... what was their name? Chinkos? They were all wiped out ages back!
Not Chinkos. And I congratulate your planet ship on his knowledge of company history. Not Chinkos. There is a potential local supply.
No!
Yes, your planet ship. I am not going to say any more about it right now. But I want to report that I am making progress, and that it is very hopeful.
Who are these people?
Well, actually, they are not people, as you would say. But there are sentient beings on this planet.
They think? They talk?
They are very manually adept.
Numph pondered this.
They talk? You can communicate with them?
Yes,
said Turl, biting off a bit more than he really knew.
They talk.
There's a bird down on the lower continent can talk. A mine director there sent one. It could swear in cyclo. Somebody didn't replace the air cartridge in its dome and it died.
He frowned.
But a bird isn't manually...
No,
said Turl, cutting off the bumbling.
These are little short things. Two arms, two legs.
Monkeys! Turl, you can't be serious.
No, not monkeys. Monkeys could never operate a machine. I am talking about... man.